You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the local visual art scene. So joining us is Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
I'm Lisa Berry, and Dr. Margaret Carney, Director of the International Museum of Dinnerware Design, is our special guest located in Ann Arbor. Thank you, Dr. Carney, for joining us.
I'm really happy to be here.
Tell us about the museum, the International Museum of Dinnerware and Design.
Well, lots of people just refer to us as the Dinnerware Museum because it's simpler and shorter, but we decided we had to put the word design in there at some point because people thought we just wanted grandma's old dishes. And we have lots of grandma's old dishes, and we might want grandma's old dishes if she ate off of mice and her sieve or something like that, but right now, otherwise, they can hold on to them till we get our own building someday.
And then you'll have the Omari Rush Tupperware section.
All right. We have Tupperware. We collect Tupperware. Of course
really?
We do. So you name it. And we pop pie tins. Think of anything. We collect it.
Highball glasses. That
sounds
like.
We've done shows about barware.
Yeah.
And we've done lots of great shows.
So then how did this come to be in Ann Arbor, Margaret?
Well, my family lived here more than 100 years ago, and we always came up here to eat. We lived in Toledo, and we decided this would be an excellent location. It's a foodie community and a place we'd want to live, and so we thought this is a great place to start the museum. So in 2012, we moved up here and got the museum incorporated. We're a 501c3, a tax-exempt nonprofit thing, and we're very happy here.
So if we were to visit and you were going to show us three things that you're most proud about or that are the most curious items, objects, what would those be?
Well, I'll start with the most curious. We got a couple of years ago, McDonald's came out with something called the Frork. And it was only marketed in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And my husband Bill had a friend there, and we had her queue up at McDonald's. I don't think she regularly eats there, but they had a new sandwich, and this fork thing is a plastic device where you stick your French fries in it, like fork tongs, tines, that's the word. And then the sauce from the special sandwich would be messy, and you'd use that to clean it up. I don't know if they ever marketed since, but she got us one. I accessioned it. It has its own special number on it, so it'll never be lost. So that's one of my strangest objects that I love that's in the museum. But we also have lots of beautiful things, wonderful design dinnerware from mid-century modern times by designers like Eva Zeisel and Russell Wright and Ben Seibel and other famous people. So we have lots of things. You name it, and really, if it's got to do with dinnerware, if it can go on a dining room table, including ashtrays, we collect ashtrays because as I grew up, my parents both smoked at either end of the table.
Right.
And so there was ashtrays, and so a well-designed or not ashtray, we collect those, napkins, flatware. We prefer good design, but we accept all kinds of bizarre things and actually pursue them.
Speaking of which, you have a current exhibition about butter dishes?
We do, and it's not just about butter dishes.
Okay.
It's about everything butter, so it includes like sculpture, but not made of butter. The only thing, it's a show that was, we had invited people, and then there were juried people in the show, and then vintage and historic work. The people that were invited could, and that was 28 people, and 21 people actually sent something related to butter. So mostly it was butter dishes, but some butter kinds of sculpture, related sculpture. And then a combination thereof, like cows on top of butter dishes and other things.
Which is a picture that we're going to put on our website with this at WEMU.org, which might be a bit deceiving when you first look at it.
Well, we do have in the juried exhibition, the juried winner was something really special. It's probably the only controversial butter dish. I mean, when you think of butter, you're not thinking about controversy or politics or anything. But this one by a woman named Julianne Harvey, she entered the competition and the jurors selected her work. It's called Sweet Dreams, but if you actually look at it, it's kind of a trompe l'oeil makes you think of a Land O'Lakes butter dish, except for instead of saying Land O'Lakes on it, it says Land O'Liars. It has a cow on the top of it, and then a thing that looks like the butter dish with the Indian maiden, and the whole butter dish is sitting on top of a couple of bison. So it's rather a marvelous sculptural piece. People look at it and they just see Land O'Lakes. They see the brand.
That's what I thought.
And that brand's been around since the 20s. But if you actually look at it, not too carefully, but if you just look at it, you'll see that she had other intentions for the viewer. A wonderful piece.
I know that if I were to go visit the show, and by if I were to go visit the show, when Lisa and I
go on our
field trip.
Yeah, field trip.
We'll count to see how many times each one of us says, I can't believe it's not butter. I had to say
that. I'm giving that one to you, Omari. That one is all yours.
I'm not touching that.
Margaret, what are the hours? Like, how do people find you and...
Well, there's several ways. One, you can go to two websites. One is for the Dinnerware Museum, which is dinnerwaremuseum.org. And then the other one, you can go to the website for the Washtenaw County Historical Museum, which is where this exhibit is popping up this time. And their museum is called the Museum on Main Street.
We'll put all those links on our website, WEMU.org. Dr. Margaret Carney, Director of the International Museum of Dinnerware Design in Ann Arbor. Thanks for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
my pleasure.
So much, yeah.
Thank you.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah, speaking of things that are popping up, you know, July 12 is going to be a big evening both in Ann Arbor and in Ipswich. Lanny for art. At the Ann Arbor Art Center, there's going to be a show that opens Earth Body. It's actually a group show by current and recent students at the University of Michigan Stamps School of Art and Design.
Sure.
They'll be showing work themed around the body and environment, and that opens with a reception on that July 12, 5 to 7 at the Ann Arbor Art Center. And then basically at the same time at the Riverside Art Center, the Ann Arbor Women Artists have a group juried show. It's their summer jury show that has also an opening that July 12. Even though it's up now, it has an opening July 12, 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be awards given out for work that's in the show and refreshments. So whatever's closest to you, just pop by, get inspired, cool down because those buildings are air conditioned.
Yes.
It's very important. I just went on a trip to the UP and we passed by the Snowmobile Museum. If you're in the UP, near Nobin Way, go to the Snowmobile Museum. It's amazing. It's great. It's fantastic. The Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs supports it.
Anyway, is it artistic?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like it's
an artistic snowmobile.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's artistic, and it shows the full range of what people have been doing with snowmobiles. You know, and that's a transportation vehicle object that has been very important to Michigan.
Okay.
But downstate in Saline, there is the Saline Depot Museum that highlights railway history, in particular railway history related to Saline, and also shows off their freight house too. So downstate, feel free to check that out in Saline as well and get your transit fix.
Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source, Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. You have outdone yourself. You have brought so many great things for us to enjoy here to this edition of Art and Soul. So thank you for all of that.
Yes, thank you, Lisa, for creating this platform. And thank you, Margaret, already for hosting Lisa and I for a dinner party on. I'm calling
it's
it out.
Bigger and grander. And I think we'll have some lovely dishes to eat off of. I'll bring my spork. Thanks for listening to Art and Soul on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.